00:02. So tonight, the plan is to go over Hilchos Achsanoi, Chanukah, which means someone that's not home, and he's by someone else. It's in Tofrei Shayin Vav. Yes, we skipped over a few simonim. Come back to it next week, Mitz Hashem. And this is Tofrei Shayin Zayin. Okay, so this is really... it's a very difficult inyan. It's a little convoluted the way it's presented. So I decided I'm going to go over the principles first. And then it'll be very easy to learn, even though it's convoluted in the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch. But it's very hard to put it together, what the concepts are. The mitzvah's Ner Chanukah is described as Ner Ishu Beisa. That's how it's described in the Gemara. You light, it has to do with the household. You're lighting in your house. Someone, and that's why the Me'ikar HaDin, you don't have to have every person in the house light. Just one Ner per household is fine, which you don't find by other mitzvahs. Now, it's probably not as extreme as mezuzah, where you say it has really nothing to do almost with the people in the house. You just put up the mezuzah, now the house has a mezuzah. It's not even a chovah on every single person in the house. It's just someone has to just see to it that there's a mezuzah up there. So it's not as extreme as that. In other words, every person who's bar mitzvah, whether it's a man or a woman, has to light Ner Chanukah. But still, you see that Chazal structured it in terms of a house. I mean, to the degree that many achronim hold of a person doesn't have a house, the proverbial person on the park bench, so he doesn't have to light Ner Chanukah. He doesn't have a house to light it in. And the mitzvah was established as a function of the house. So some argue and say the park bench is his house. Okay, good. Now, there's three ways you could have a home away from home, so to speak. That's a joke. I can have a home, and I have anshei bayis. I have people who live in my house. They don't pay their bills. I pay the bills. They stay by me. That's called anshei beiso, the people who are part of his household. Then you can have what's called achsanoi. Achsanoi means that someone who's living here temporarily. He's only here temporarily. He could be a visitor for a day, a visitor for a week. It doesn't matter if he's paying his way or not. It doesn't matter. He's still an achsanoi. This is not his bias. It's not his bias. He's not one of my household members. Now, at what point, let's say your mother-in-law decides to come and stay with you for 6 months, and you have to smile about it. There's nothing you can do. So does she become now a household member? It's not clear. It's one of the unclear areas in halacha. At what point does the achsanoi become a household member? So if the achsanoi is paying, so a household member doesn't pay. So that's by definition. But even if someone comes on a permanent basis, but they pay for their upkeep, they pay for room and board, they don't become anshei beiso. What they might become is a third category, where you have two people living in the same house. So you have three stories. You can have different families living in the... you can have a lot of people living in the same house, but they're all anshei beiso, they're all my household members. You can have two people living in the same house, and they're both equal balabatim. It's called shnei ba'alei batim, dorim, b'bayis echad. That's all they share a home. You have here... Moish Bert, she has an apartment with another fellow, I forget his name. So that nobody's the main house and the other person is his household member, and he's not achsanoi, they're there bekvius, they're there on a steady basis. So they're two people that live in the same house. And then you have the achsanoi. The achsanoi is the person that's there, not kavua, he's there for a limited amount of time. So it doesn't matter if he's paying his way or not paying his way. He's not anshei beiso because he's not there bekvius. He came for a Shabbos. He came for the whole Chanukah. I don't know at what point. Is it 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months? I don't know. It doesn't say. When does the achsanoi become a permanent fixture? Person comes for a whole Chanukah. He goes for Chanukah. He goes to his parents or his in-laws. Or he goes to... He goes away for the whole Hanukkah. He's still in Achsonoi. He went for 7 days, for 8 days. He went somewhere. Okay, so each of these three things are governed by a different set of rules. They're each governed by a different set of rules. The household members don't have to light at all. Only Mahadrin. If they want to be Mina Mahadrin. Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. Right? Mahadrin, really, to say it precisely. So then each one will light, but they don't have to light. The two Balabatim that live in the same house, each one has an absolute obligation to light. That's not Mahadrin. Each one is a person, each one's a Jew. It's each one's bias. Neither one is subsumed under the other one. No one's the Balabias and the other one is a member of his household. They're both equal Balabatim. They each have to light Ner Chanukah. Not Midin Mahadrin, but Meikir Hadin. Achsonoi. Oh, so he's the gray area. He's the gray area. So the Gemara says, Achsonoi Chayiv Bener Chanukah. What is the point of the Gemara when it says Achsonoi Chayiv Bener Chanukah? So according to the Rosh, the Chiddush is that he's not called a household member. That's the point of the Gemara. The Achsonoi is not called a household member. Now you would think he's temporarily a household member. No, he's not a household member. Since he's not there b'kfiyas, he's only there for a temporary time, so he's not really a household member, but we'll see. But it's not really his house. So we'll see how that's dealt with. So what do you do? It's a gray area. It's a twilight zone. That's according to the Rosh. He's different because he has a house on a temporary basis. The park bench guy has no house. Except according to the Supreme Court of the United States, which passed that to search the guy on the park bench is a violation of the Fourth Amendment, because this is his house. But that's what the Supreme Court held. So it's a big machlekes if he has to build a sukkah. Because if it's not his house, he doesn't have to build a sukkah. But if it is his house, then he has to build a sukkah on sukkahs. So it's totally in that. So Rosh Limbaugh used to tell you, according to that Supreme Court decision, we solved the whole homeless problem. Because they're not homeless. They have a home. Okay. So that's the Rosh. The Rosh says that the Chiddush of the, when the Gemara says, Achsonoi Chayiv Bener Chanukah, the Chiddush is that he's not called a household member. That's the point of the Gemara. According to the Ran, it's the other end. The Ran looks at it from a different angle. The Ran says, the Chiddush is that you might say he doesn't have a house at all. You might say he's potter. He doesn't have a house. And therefore the Chiddush is, this is called, he has a house and he's chayiv. Two different slight. So if you learn the Gemara, Achsonoi Chayiv Bener Chanukah, and you want to know what's the Chiddush, of course he's chayiv Bener Chanukah. He's Jewish. So according to the Rosh, it's that you don't say he's a household member. And according to the Ran, it's maybe he doesn't have a house, and he's not mechuyev in Ner Chanukah at all. Okay, let's move along. So now we have clear the three categories of different people living in the same house, and we're going to learn about Achsonoi, which is whenever you're somewhere in a not kavua basis. You could be in a hotel, a person traveling, a businessman's traveling. He's an Achsonoi in the hotel. Or his whole family could be Achsonois. Or he goes away for Shabbos. Well, he goes to eat a meal. He goes to eat supper one night. Maybe he becomes an Achsonoi by eating one meal there. That's this simon of Achsonoi deals with that issue. Okay. Now, so, again, I'm doing it out of order. We're not learning the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. I don't know if we will. It's too convoluted in England. So, okay. An Achsonoi has a permanent house. He's only here temporarily, but we presume he has a house, if he has a house somewhere, and in that house, they're lighting, so he's Yotze. So the Achsonoi really does not have to light a Ner Chanukah, we paskin, in the case where the Achsonoi has a home. He has a permanent home, and his wife's there, and she's lighting, or his kids are lighting. So he's potter. None of these dinim that we're going to learn apply. He's really potter. He doesn't have to light Ner Chanukah. They're lighting for him in his house. He has a house. Ner Chanukah, Ner Ish Ubeso. This house, so they're lighting in his real house. This is his pseudo house. So the Achsonoi, if they're lighting, he's fine. He wants to be mina mahadrin. That's a different story. So now, the Mishnah Berurah paskens l'mayis. So we talked yesterday about the lamdus. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens, he can have in mind not to be yotzei with his wife's lighting. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Not like the Trumas Hadeshen. The Mishnah Berurah paskens like Rav Kivega. He doesn't frame it that way, but that's in essence what he's saying. And he paskens that this Achsonoi who feels funny, so he could have in mind, because his wife's 2,000 miles away. Maybe she's even in a different time zone. Who knows? So she's lighting for him, but if he feels funny, he has in mind not to be yotzei with her lighting. And therefore, now he becomes chayav to light in his pseudo-home. Right? So that's... okay. He could. And okay. Okay, now. So now, let's deal with the Achsonoi that doesn't have... they're not lighting for him. Or he had a mind not to be yotzei. So what's the din? What does he do? So he could light his own menorah. That would be ideal. But Chazal came up with a way that, like I said, it's a pseudo house. He's not really fiancé bias. So Chazal designed what he could do. He can't just be yotzei with the balabayas' lighting, because he can't just have in mind to be yotzei with his lighting. He can't do that because it's not really his house. So Chazal constructed that he should buy a share of the oil and the wicks, and probably the cup that the oil sits in. And he has to have a share in the Chanukah menorah. So either the Gemara talks about mishtatef bepriti. He gives the smallest amount of money to the balabayas, and the balabayas gives him a share in the oil and the wicks and the nair, and that's now. So now it's his menorah too. It's his oil too. It's his wick also. So now he's doing the mitzvah also when the balabayas lights. Anche beso of a person don't have to do that. They're automatically included in the nair yeshu beso. But this guy, it's only his pseudo house. For whatever reason, they're not lighting for him in his real house. Maybe everyone's here. Or maybe he had a mind not to be yotzei. So Chazal constructed this pseudo anche bayis that he buys into the oil. Now, he doesn't have to give money. He could, the balabayis can give it to him for a matana. It's okay. But here's where you see a very interesting thing that I didn't find anybody talk about, but I'm convinced that it's true. When the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the balabayas can give it to him by matana, the Shar HaTzion speaks out that he has to make a Maisa Kinyan on it. As we know, if you say you're giving me something, I don't own it, you have to make a Kinyan. Okay, that's very logical. The question is, when it says to give him a Pruta, it doesn't say you have to make a Kinyan on it. So you got to wonder why not. Because everyone here is probably familiar with the din that metaltalin, you're not kona with kesef. Right? So what you have to say, and I don't remember who says it. I didn't make it up. I must have once seen it somewhere, and I don't remember where. Is that since midioraisa you're kona with kesef, we paskin like a biochanan, that midioraisa you're kona with kesef, it's only midirabonan that you're not. So you have to say that in order to facilitate the Kiyum HaMitzvah, they went back to the Dioraisa and they said it's enough to give money. No, you don't have to say have. Yeah, they didn't. They went back to the Dioraisa. You find such a thing that sometimes they allowed the Kinyan Dioraisa to be on an Erev Yom Tov in Bechoros where it says you paid money to own the animal. So for a mitzvah, so that's why when it talks about giving money, it doesn't say you have to make a kinyan. But if you don't have to give money, you have to give money. The guy could say, "I'm giving you a share in the oil in the menorah," but then you have to pick it up. You actually have to make a hagbah. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, the easiest thing would be to wait till he finishes putting the oil into the menorah. And then you could just lift the menorah up. That's the easiest. You can go over to the oil and lift it up. Then you have to go over to the oil and to the wick. You do a hagbah, it's called. You could do it chalipin, yeah. But the chiddush is a mishtatef bepriti, as it's always referred to in the poskim, as mishtatef bepriti is to give a coin, to give money. And then it doesn't say you have to make a kinyan, so probably that's the pshat. Okay. This pseudo balabayas, we're calling him, the achsanoi, who has a pseudo bias and is buying into the oil so that he should. So he has to be there when the person's lighting. He has to answer amen. He has to. He's not automatically, the Mishnah Berurah is mashma, he's not automatically, since he's not a real member of the household, so he already has to be there. If he's not lighting his own menorah, obviously, if he wants to be yotzei with the balabayas and he just bought into it, so he has to be there when the balabayas lights, and he has to hear the bracha and say amen, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says.
So that says you're my shliach.
He doesn't own. It's not mitzvah. His mitzvah. The person's doing it for himself. He can't do it for you also. When you buy into it, you have to be there, the Mishnah Berurah says. So the Dachsanoi has to be there, and he has to be Mechavan to be Yotzei, and he has to. Okay, so that's. Okay, that's. He only has to have. The Chazal only obligated him to own the most minute amount of oil. He doesn't have to be a partner in a half hour's worth of oil. They just wanted you to buy into it, like you buy your stocks in the oil. Okay.
If he has to be there, why not?
I'm sorry?
If he has to be present,
yeah.
Because
that's the difference. Because the real Anche Beso, the Chazal established the mitzvah as Ner Chanukah and Ner Ishu Beso. And you don't have to be there. They just said Ner Ishu Beso. That's how they structured the mitzvah. This person's not a real household member. He's a pseudo. And he's buying in. So he has to be there. Because it's like, okay.
Svardim
are
part
of the
kids.
What?
Svardim, if you have the kids, then I was part of the field packs.
They just want to understand. I'm having a Yemenite family shots now. In those houses, right, only one person likes to know the singers to be providing.
So they'll buy in. They'll give
so
you money.
It's going to be a kiddush thing. What do you mean?
So what do they plan on doing?
I don't know what he plans on. He's going to do what I tell him.
So he should buy in, and then people start to be breathing.
You know, he'll do it, you know.
No, but you're wrong.
That's the answer.
No, but it's not even a true answer. Yeah. The true answer that when do they have the minig that only one person lights? When there are only B'nai Beso around. But he's not a real B'nai Bayis. He's an Achsanoi. So he's not violating the Yemenite minig if he lights his own menorah.
I mean, there's a new key of Achsanoi that we don't... We
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, he didn't come to the Shia tonight. I can't help it.
But when Tzardim wouldn't light...
They probably don't know. I don't know. I have no comment. I can't comment about something I don't understand. Okay. Okay, then there's another din of Achsanoi. That by Achsanoi we're worried of Chashad. We're worried that people are going to... Because since we allowed him Chatchila to go be Mishtatev Bepruti, and since he's not a real member of the household... So people are going to think, hey, this guy's walking around. We know he's not a member of the household. He didn't light Ner Chanukah. He didn't light Ner Chanukah. Achsanoi has more of a problem of chashad than a regular person because he's in this house. I'm sorry, I misspoke. That's a problem if he's yotzei with his wife's hadlaka. It's not a problem of his mishtatef bepriti, because that's the way he's doing the mitzvah. If people don't know about it, that's not his problem. He did as much as Chazal said he has to do. They said he has to buy into the oil and candles. But if he does nothing, because all of this is if they're not lighting for him in his real house. But if they're lighting for him in his real house, he can go party. So, but there's a problem of chashad. So if he has his own room, and he has his own setup, and he has his own doorway, and he looks like, you know, he comes and he goes, and people, it looks like he's living here, then there's a problem of chashad, and he has to light anyway. Nowadays, so from the mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like when you light bifnim, it's more of a problem, because the other people don't know that his wife's at home lighting for him. You know, the people of the house don't know that he has a wife at home lining for them. They don't inherently know. I mean, he could tell them, but they don't inherently know. So it's more of a problem. And if he has his own room with a key that they can't go into, you know, if he looks like his own balabayas, but he's an achsanoi, and so then it says he has to light al chashad. And then maybe he doesn't even make a bracha because he's only lighting al smarasayim. Yeah, but then he has kavanah. Yeah, then he can make a bracha. And a chanami. But nowadays, I don't know. Remember we said a svara when we learned the halachas of lighting an Er Chanukah because of chashad. We said nowadays when everybody lights at a different time and everybody lights in a different place, and it's just Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael has a shita for everything. So there's no real marasayan nowadays. People don't see you lighting. They think you're lighting outside in the street. They don't see you lighting. They don't see it outside the street. They think you're lighting inside. They think you light at the Rabbeinu Tam Seisa Kochavim. They think you're lit already at Shkia. The half hour went by, and you don't know anymore. So I don't know if nowadays. If I don't know, we don't seem to be too concerned about chashad. So if the shaila comes up, it could come up in a hotel, Christ, in a hotel, and his wife's at home lighting, and people see him walking in and out of a room, and he has a key, like an egg in the balabayas. There might be an Indian chashad that he should light. And then there's a shayla of a bracha. So if his wife's lighting for me, if they ask a shayla in such cases. In other words, again, the achsanoi whose wife is lighting for him, but there's a reason for him to light on his own al chashad, because he has his own pesach, in the words of the mechaber and of the Mishnah Brura. He has his own door, he has his own, he comes and he goes. So a shayla has to be asked. Okay. In a hotel, they tell you anyway to light in the dining room. Yeah, but I'm talking about if he to not light at all, because he's in a hotel, but his wife's at home lighting for him. Yeah, but if people see he is not lighting, we assume people will notice that he's not lighting. I mean, the chashad starts. Okay. Now, wait, let me finish. What? The whole family's in a hotel. Then the whole family's in achsanoi. Then they have to light. Nachsonoi has a house. He's not the guy on the park bench. He has a pseudo house, we call it. Okay. Now, let's say a person goes with his whole family, and he goes for the whole Hanukkah. He goes for the whole Hanukkah somewhere. So now, he's there with his whole family. So he's an Nachsonoi, but you also have to say the second half of the halacha. He doesn't have to run home every night to light. No, there's no chiv on him to go light in his. This is another aspect of the din of achsanoi. He doesn't have a chiv to go home and light in his real house. If he left his house for Hanukkah, or for one complete day of Hanukkah, he left his house. He goes away for a day on a day trip, and he sleeps over somewhere. He doesn't have to make any arrangements that someone should light in his house. You don't say even marasayim. People are going to walk by. They see there's no Hanukkah menorah. They also see that there's no one home. So, you put there from lighting in your house. Now, let's say you go for one day, it's the same thing. Let's say you go for Shabbos. You go away for Shabbos. So, I have the following scenario by me this week. I'm not going to be here. And there's going to be around a million. I do want to be here because there's going to be around a million people in my house in Sorotskin. So, actually, maybe I'll sneak away the last minute and come here. So, my married kids are coming, right? So, okay, if they would be sleeping in my house, so no problem. They're not going to light at home. That's the din I just told you. If you go somewhere even for one day, that's where you light. Motzei Shabbos, where they're going to go home to sleep. So then they have to rush home right after Shabbos, and they have to go home to light Chanukah Licht. I mean, I would love for them to stay, but, you know, halacha's halacha. What can you do? So they have to leave right away. What? They can come back and wash the dishes. We're making a big love of Malka also. We're making another party. Okay, so they can run home and put the kids to sleep and hopefully come back without the kids. Okay, now. However, there's not room in my house to sleep. So, I'm sending them back to their homes to sleep. Now, normally, if a person has two homes, and in one home he eats, and in one home he sleeps. So the din is, eating trumps sleeping. Your main home is where you eat. This has ramifications in Hilchus Erevin, in making an Erev Chatzeres. It has ramifications in a few areas in Halacha. What is more of a manifestation of living, eating or sleeping? And it's a machlekes, really. It's interesting. And we paskin eating, eating more than sleeping. So, let's say a person has two houses. The guy has two homes, and one he eats, and one he sleeps. And you're going to laugh, but every yeshiva bacher has this issue, where he has his room where he sleeps. It's like a different, world, a different house. Like he has his room, his private room, where he shares it with one other guy where he sleeps. And then there's the communal dining room where he eats. So where should he light Ner Chanukah? So the truth is, okay, so really he should light in the dining room, but, okay. That's an issue I'm not going into now, to really delve into that. Now I'm talking about, but if your real home is where you're sleeping, let's say you go to someone's house for supper. So the din is you have to light Chanukah licht in your real house, even though, boom, tonight you're not eating there, you're only sleeping there. But that's your real home. You're just eating by someone a meal. So that doesn't create that achsenoikait of just eating a meal by someone doesn't create a house that throws out the window his real house if he's going home to sleep. If he's not going home to sleep, so now this is his house. He's only an achsenoi, it's true, because he's not there permanently. He's only there temporarily for one day. So he's only an achsenoi. But he doesn't have to go home to light Ner Chanukah because he abandoned that house, so to speak, and he's in this house. He's in a pseudo house. He left his real house. But if you're only eating a meal by someone and you're going there to sleep, so really you have to light Ner Chanukah in your house. So that creates a problem in my case. Of course, so I paskin though that my son should light in my house. Why? Because really he's coming to me for Shabbos. He's not coming to me to eat a meal. He's coming to me for Shabbos, and he's going to leave his kids by me, not by me, by my wife. He's going to leave his kids by my wife when he goes home to sleep. So pshat is I don't have room for him to sleep. So I'm sending him out to sleep, and a very convenient place for him to go sleep is his house. But he's really coming to me for Shabbos. So in combination with the fact, so that's why I'm passing him Shataka light in my house, because he's by me for Shabbos. Let's say I would send them to another apartment to sleep. Because I didn't have room in my house. So there would be no Shiloh. I didn't even have to light in my house. That's where he's eating. He's coming to me for the day. He's coming to me for Shabbos. That's what I pass him, even though it's a Chiddush. He's only going home to sleep, not because that's his home. So that's where he has a place to sleep. He's not going home to sleep. He's leaving his kids by me.
Isn't there
in your Marasayan, so because it's Friday night, I hold there's no Marasayan. Because he's not going to be home till it's usher to light. So if it would be a normal night, so maybe I would be more hesitant because of the Marasayan. Because it's Friday night, and by the time it's the Zman Hadlaki, he's going to be by me already. You know, it's like to light at home and then to leave the house, and then you won't. So that's what passes. Okay, that's basically.
You may be letting it home be something, and that's how it works.
What?
You may be letting it home soon.
He asked me what to do. At first, he wanted to sleep by me, so he shouldn't have the shilas. I said, no, it's okay. But then he's leaving his kids by me anyway, so I didn't gain anything in there.
His kids are.
That's my question. Now all kidding aside, that's because he's leaving his kids by me, that's his koveyam, or that this is where he is for Shabbos. He's just not going to sleep on the floor, so he's going home to sleep. Okay, that's basically achsenoi in a nutshell. It's very difficult dinyan, but this is really, you know what we'll do? We'll read over the Mechaber without the Mishnah Berurah, just so we should have learned it inside. But it's really a very convoluted dinyan, but Baruch Hashem, these are the principles that we just went through today. Achsenoi, Shein Madlikin Ola Beveso. And if you go to someone for supper, you have to light in your house. Right, if you just go for supper. On a normal day, you're just going for a meal. You have to light in your house. But normally, so where would it be enough kamina that the Mokam Achila is the Iker? In a place like a hotel. You have a place where you sleep and a place where you eat, so you light where you eat. Because they're both equal. If it's your real house where you're sleeping and you're just eating a meal out, so then you light where you sleep. But if there's a toss-up between eating, sleeping, and they're both on the same level of house-ness, then you light where you eat. So you really are, so why do yeshiva bachim light in their rooms where they sleep? What's the cheshbon? Because the cheshbon is that the communal dining room is not really their house. That's the problem. That's the cheshbon. It's just like that's the animal trough where they come to feed. But that's their mokum achila. That's just where the food is. But that's the cheshbon, because it's communal. They don't feel that that's their house for eating. That's the communal place. So that in their room, they feel a sense of proprietorship. It's their room. The shailas of a yeshiva bachur is going home that night. Let's say you're in out of town and you're going home for Shabbos and you leave Thursday. But let's say they let you out Thursday night 9:00. So that night you're going to your house. The first thing you're going to do when you get home is eat a proper meal. Because you're starving for the last 2 months, yeah? Since Sukkot, you've been starving. You're going to come home, you're going to eat, you're going to sleep, and that's your house. So that's the Shiloh. That day, the first night of Hanukkah, maybe there's a tzad that he should lighten his real house. Here he's just an achsanoi. The yeshiva can throw him out of the yeshiva whenever he wants. He has no kviyus there. It's not his house, b'chlal. They can be thrown out. So maybe that's a serious shaila.
Paying tuition towards the food.
They can throw him out whenever he wants. So that's, but b'chsanoi, it doesn't matter if you're paying or not. So that's a serious shaila, and a shaila has to be asked. These are the shailas that come up. And you have to ask a place, so you're like, I'm not, maybe every situation might be different. It might depend if he's going to eat a meal and when he gets home or not. It might, some bachurim feel that their home is the yeshiva, and they just go home when they're hungry. What? Yes, and then you can make a cheshbon d'zman hadlaka, but if you're lighting bifnim, so the d'zman hadlaka doesn't have as much emphasis as it does when you're lighting for bachutz. So that's a shaila could come up. Certainly if you're eating a meal by someone or you're going out to eat in a restaurant on Hanukkah, you should maneuver to be home Zman Hadlaka and to light in the prime time, which is Zman Hadlaka at home. You should. One of the reasons I'm not here for Shabbos is because Motzei Shabbos I wouldn't know what to do, which is my home, right? So I'm here for the Zman Hadlaka. By the time I get to Yerushalayim, it's an hour and a half later, an hour and a half until I get around to lighting. It's an hour and a half later after Rabbeinu Tam. So it would really, so to light here, but I'm not eating a meal here on Shabbos, but this is my house, really. I really have two homes. But I guess what I would pask in the Maisa is that since I would probably eat Malav Malka when I get home to Yerushalayim, so I'll be eating there, Koshkin, I'll be eating and sleeping there, so I'll light later. I'll light later. I wouldn't light here just because it's the Zman Hadlaka. Tonight, the second day of Hanukkah, let's say this year, my home is Yerushalayim.
But doesn't it just because you were here last night, it was your house? Also.
No, this is my is house here. I have my own apartment.
Does that disappear?
But here I'm not even an Achsanoi. Here it's Mamish, my house.
So I'm saying by both, it's your house and Achsanoi. Shouldn't you be able to write here even at Achsanoi? If you was here for Shabbos, because over Shabbos.
I don't know. On the second day Hanukkah, my Mokum Achila today, on the second day Hanukkah is in Yerushalayim.
Previous status breaks
disappear. Yeah. If you go away for one day, if you go to if a person goes to his shver's house for one day of Hanukkah, he doesn't have to light in his house. He has to light by his shver. So if they come, if they pull up at night, it's a shaila. Let's say they're home for this. So if they're home for this Zman Hadlaka and they're first going at 8:00, but they're staying overnight, so then I would say they should light in their Iker house because that trumps Achsanoi. But in my case, it's more difficult. I have two homes. Okay, so let's just read the Machab in the Ramon. Because if they're madlag al beveso, the achsonoya has no problem at all. All these people traveling on business or away on business trips, the truth is they don't have a problem if their family's home, their wife lights for them. But if ain't madlag al beveso, he's not automatically yotze with the lighting of the balabayas, because he's not a true family member. He's only an achsonoy. So therefore, tzorich losses like fruit of the balabayas lishtat efimo b'shemen shel ner chanukah. Oh, I have the following issue. Here's another interesting shaila. So my niece is eating by us tomorrow night, but she's going back to her dormitory in the seminary to sleep. So where should she light? So she, by her, she's also like coming to us for Shabbos, right? But since she's a single girl, and she's going to sleep. So I pass and she should light in her.
She's going to come back to the daytime.
Yeah. But she's not coming for Shabbos. She's just eating those. And her house is the dormitory. You know, she's not an achsonoy there. She lives there. She's living there for a year. Like that's really her house. What?
Can she get kicked out?
Yeah, because we're not her house. We're not. That's more her house. Okay, I'm sorry. There's a lot of permutations of interesting shilos that come up. So he mishtate b'shem shel ner chanukah v'yemesh lo pesach pasuach le'atzmo tzorech lahadlik b'pischo, even if they're lighting for him at home, because this marasayin. I will be shel zubayis and v'yuchadelu l'sheina v'ocha al-shulchan b'rabayis, but they see him walking in and out and they don't see him lighting. So they, okay, v'odin l'ben ha'ochel etzlovim. Even if it's a son, it means a married son who's eating, but he still eats at home, you know, so it could happen. So it's a big shaila, a married son that eats at home with his family, if they have a din of shnei balabatim hadorim v'irachas, or he has a din of an achsanoi. Interesting shaila. Okay. V'yesh yomrim to the zman hazeh shemavdik et etznim mamish. You stick to where you're eating. That's where you should light. So I explained already, if all things being equal. But if you have your real home where you're sleeping and your achsanoy home where you're eating, then you should light in your real home. Okay, we'll stop here. So Rabosai, I don't know was the email sent out with that next week will be. Oh, that was for the bulletin. Next week we're learning. Next week we. As the Mayor Pagro used to say, we don't want to grant the Yevonim a victory. So we'll be learning next week, and we'll have special Hanukkah tree.